Good morning. It's April 9. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's topic is winches. Mechanical advantage is a measure of how much force is multiplied, while efficiency is a measure of how much the work you do actually goes to the thing you are trying to move. In other words, efficiency is the difference or ratio between energy input and energy output. Fledgling is my uncle's century-old sailboat, which I've mentioned before. She spends every summer moored in the little cove adjacent to our houses on Egamoggin Reach in Penobscot Bay, Maine. She's indeed a beautiful thing, all teak and mahogany, wooden hull, sky blue deck, wooden sail rings, gaff rigged like all the sailing ships of the 19th and early 20th century. I was going to try and describe gaff rigged, but believe me, it's better that you Google the image. She has little freeboard, meaning her gunwales are close to the water, and her overall length far exceeds her waterline, so she appears incredibly sleek as her bow slices through the sea. Raise Me Up is our sailboat on Lake Texoma. She's fiberglass, top to bottom, with aluminum mast, boom, and hydraulic vang. She's Marconi rigged, like almost all modern sloops. Google image again, landlubbers. She's comfortable, beamy, meaning wide, and stable in a high wind, but not nearly as sleek in the water as a fast-moving boat like Fledgling. But Raise Me Up has something Fledgling doesn't have. Winches. A winch is a metal drum around which you wrap a sheet or halyard. Those are lines on a boat for controlling sail or hoisting sail, respectively, to gain mechanical advantage. You crank the winch with a removable handle that fits in the top. Some winches are even bidirectional, meaning you can both pull and push the crank, and the winch still winds the line in. Why does one need a winch? Because, depending on your angle of attack to the wind, there are tremendous forces on your sails. Obviously, there is enough vector force transmitted to the hull to move a boat that weighs many tons through the water. Fledgling requires a crew member with sufficient upper body strength to actually bring the jib sheet all the way in when close-hauled and heading up into the wind. You may think that easy until you either try it, or better yet, just get older and then try it. On Raise Me Up, which is admittedly a larger, heavier boat, tightening the jib sheet all the way in, even in a 12-knot breeze, is essentially impossible without a winch. Believe me, I've tried. It's hard enough on Fledgling. Raise Me Up even has a 2-speed power winch for the main sheet and halyards. That way your winch, aka first mate, can literally trim the mainsail with her one finger on the power winch button. The Apostle Paul tells us that Christ's power is made perfect in our weakness, 2 Corinthians 12:9. It occurred to me that faith is a multiplier, sort of like a winch. In reality, I can do nothing without Christ. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. Believers realize that their rebirth means they have died to their old selves, and now the life they lead is in Christ. The chief end of man is to glorify God in everything we say and do, and glorifying him means loving him and loving others, the way he showed us and commanded us. I promise you, I could do absolutely nothing to control Raise Me Up's sails and thus move forward in any significant wind without her winches. My son could testify to this after recently attempting manually to shift a jib sheet to the opposite side to run wing and wing. Without the winch, the line raced through his hand when the wind caught and burned his fingers, blistering instantly. I try to start each day with this thought, even before I get out of bed, to do that Tai Chi we talked about before. Lord, let me be the instrument of your will. Use me to lighten someone else's load today. Of course, some days I simply forget, and this isn't my first or even my last thought. But on the days when I remember, it somehow keeps me more conscious that the most powerful force in the universe knows who I am and is using me that day. That's an awesome feeling if you've never experienced it. Ask my first mate how much fun it is to just lay her finger on that button and through that winch, in her own weakness, harness the phenomenal power of the wind to move a 7-ton sailboat through the water. We can harness the power of the Holy Spirit just like we do that winch. Dear Heavenly Father, what a thrill to realize that you know us personally through your Son. What's more than that, His power is made perfect through our weakness. Just as I am totally dependent on that winch to effectively move forward, I am totally dependent on my Savior to move forward in every aspect of my life. Thank you that your Son is made available to us through the Holy Spirit every day. Help us to be diligent about wrapping the lines of our life around the winch of Christ. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.